As the population rises to 9 to 10 billion people, then there are going to be some real challenges for food security. And there are two classes of challenges. One is that 10 billion people, there are obviously more people, but they're going to be richer people. And richer people, in many ways, that's a good thing. They're going to demand a more varied diet, a diet that requires more resources to produce. So the gross balance of supply and demand is something that one worries about, that there is going to be greater demand at a time when there will be increased competition for water, for energy, for land, and all of this within the context of climate change. So I think one issue we have to look at is the macro issues of supply and demand. In addition, there are two issues of sustainability and equitability. The way we produce food at the moment is literally unsustainable. The way we produce food undermines our capacity to produce food in the future. An example of that is that much of modern agriculture degrades soils, but we're also using up limiting water supplies. So we have to address the challenges of feeding 10 billion people in a new way. The way we produce our food must become radically more sustainable. And then food isn't any other commodity. It's not like copper or iron. If we don't have food, we literally die. And today, approximately a billion people, a little under a billion people, go to bed at night calorie hungry, not having enough food in their bellies. And perhaps another billion people lack some form of micronutrients. So in some ways, they're poorly nourished. And addressing what Paul Collier at Oxford calls the bottom billion, the poorest people in the world, that's complex because it requires a well-functioning global food system. But it's also not just about food, it's about the whole issues of how we allow the poorest countries on the earth to develop. So it's complex because there the food system overlaps with the broader agenda of development and sustainable development.